From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. We got a fun show for you today. We do. We got legendary stuntman and movie director Hal Needham joining us later. But first, isn't it exciting, all the pomp and circumstance and romance this weekend? I'm talking, of course, about the White House Correspondents' Dinner. It was so wonderful when all the chatter about Chuck Todd's gown and Jake Tapper's hair faded away in that dreamlike moment when David Gergen kissed Helen Thomas on the balcony. Call me a sap, I just get all choked up about it. Well, you're all invited guests on our show, so give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is John from Colorado Springs.
Hey, how are things in Colorado Springs?
Well, looks like spring is finally coming out here.
So it's spring in Colorado Springs.
It is.
What do you do there?
I'm an attorney and a business consultant.
I see. Do you do anything rugged?
Well, we raise horses.
You're a lawyer who raises horses?
I do.
Wow. Is there a particularly lawyerly way to raise a horse?
I'm afraid not.
You don't have it sign a release before cantering?
No.
Well, welcome to our show, John. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning. Ms. Faith Saley is here.
Hi, John.
Hi, how are you doing?
Next up, a comedian who will be performing at the Chautauqua Auditorium in Boulder, Colorado, up the road from you on May 21st. It's Paula Poundstone is here.
Hi, John.
And finally, it's a humorist and the author most recently of Alpha Better Juice, The Joy of Text, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, John.
Hello, Roy.
So, John, welcome to our show. You, of course, are going to start us off with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain two of them. Do that. You'll win Carl's voice on your voicemail. Ready to go?
Sounds like a plan.
Here is your first quote.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness.
That was President Obama, who interrupted your regularly scheduled programming Wednesday morning with a televised press conference devoted to what silliness?
To his birth certificate and its release.
Exactly right. Yes, very good. Completely annoyed that after all this time, everybody was still talking about his birth certificate, the president released it to the press and made a statement carried live on all the networks. So now he can be annoyed at himself. The newly released document does confirm that he was born in Hawaii in 1961, as he has always said, but conservative critics did notice the document is titled 100% Totally Real Birth Certificate, so shut up already. Do you guys... I mean, there's a lot of argument over whether this was a smart move or a foolish move, i.e. a smart move in that he's now ended this and exposed these people, or a foolish move, now he's just feeding the flames and giving in to this pressure.
Now they're calling for the placenta.
The biggest loser in this whole thing, the single biggest loser, I guess, is a conspiracy theorist named Jerome Corsi. He was all set to publish in just a few weeks his guaranteed New York Times bestseller titled Where's the Birth Certificate? It's like the guy who wrote Where's Waldo is announcing the first book, and like Waldo calls a press conference and says, I'm right here. Funny hat, stripey shirt. What's the deal? Donald Trump immediately took credit for the release, saying he was, quote, feeling really good about himself, bringing the total number of people who feel good about Donald Trump all the way up to one.
I just think it's hard to take Trump seriously in all of this, because I've seen the documents from Hawaii, and his next wife was born in Honolulu last week.
All right, John, here is your next quote.
Taxi! Hey, taxi!
That was one of about 500 prisoners who used a long tunnel and taxis to escape from a prison where?
In Afghanistan.
Exactly right. Now, what you heard was one of these prisoners, one of these Taliban fighters, he had been standing around in a prison yard when one of his friends said, hey, come with me. And they climbed down a hole through a 1,000-yard-long tunnel, which was amazingly well-constructed. It had electricity and air conditioning, a food court halfway along. You know, it's falafel, there's Pizza Hut, there's whatever, Sbarro's, they got that over there. And they have one of those moving sidewalks in the tunnel with a sign saying, please stand on the right, flee to the left. So, and when this guy, this is true, this part is true, when he, according to the New York Times, when this guy emerged in a nearby neighborhood, he stood there and said, okay, taxi, got the taxi, went off to the battlefield.
This is like the feel-bad Shawshank Redemption.
Mm. It kind of is. Yeah, they hid the tunnel behind a poster of Rita Hayworth in a burqa. This is true. 3 years ago, 1,200 prisoners escaped from this same prison. So NATO gave the Afghan government tens of millions of dollars to improve security at
Stop
the prison.
Stop up the hole.
No, and they've had success. They have reduced the number of escapees per single incident down to the mid three figures. Isn't that great?
So what did you say? It took 5 months to do that tunneling?
It took a long time. Nobody bothered them while they were doing it.
Well, it's kind of like in Indiana Jones, when they're digging over in a hole, like not too far away. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were just sort of right out there.
And
on the
Nazis never noticed.
Never seemed to.
Yeah.
So this is not uncommon.
All right, very good, John. Here is your last quote.
All I've got to do is get my lines right.
That was someone who did get his lines right, as the world watched on Friday. At what big ceremony?
I guess the wedding.
Yes, the royal wedding. It was, indeed. Yeah, all the American cable channels and network newscasts sent hordes of reporters to London to cover every detail. NBC sent 250 people for the wedding. That may seem like a lot. But it all paid off at the climax of the ceremony. The 250 people formed a huge human pyramid, five stories tall, so they got a nice aerial shot. One thing we learned this week, even royal weddings have weird uncles. For William and Kate, this is true, it is their crazy Uncle Gary. He is a man who once was photographed by the tabloids doing lines of coke in his mansion, which he called La Maison de Bang Bang. But Gary says he's clean and sober now. He prepped for the royal nuptials, and this again is true, by getting a new tattoo on his lower back and a nice artificial tan.
Can any of these wives still be beheaded? Does that still go on?
I don't think they do that anymore.
Oh, okay.
Do we still have the lawyer on the phone?
Carl, how did John do in our quiz?
John, you had three correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail. Congratulations.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for playing, John. Bye-bye.
Bye.